Hello, everybody. This is Gerald Salenti, and it's Thursday, August 15th, 2024. And here are some of today's trends in the news. And remember, the trend is your friend, and we're giving you what nobody else anywhere in the world does. History before it happens, Trends Journal. So let's take a look at the markets. Bitcoin. It went down about 3.6%, still at 56,000 and about 600. So we're still bullish on Bitcoin. What else we got here? Oh, Brent crude. Brent crude went up because of recession fears ease. How about that for
bullshit detected? Take precautions.
Recession. Everything is fine. Everything is fine. And gold, $2,455. That's up $7. Still off its high, but still high up there. Again, it's over $400 an ounce up since when we call this a golden year for gold. So that's why you subscribe to the Trends Journal to get history before it happens. Or else you could go to the Cartoon News Network and look at the shit that they put up as the major story today, right in the front page over there. You see it there? Yeah, that guy. It's five individuals have been charged in connection with the 2023 death of actor Mike Matthew Perry. What the fuck? What? That's news? The fucking guy died a year ago. And who the fuck is this guy? Salenti, calm down. Swallow the shit. Hey, how about all the Palestinians that are being slaughtered? How about showing the mass destruction of Gaza? Fuck off. Oh, that guy, we got the guys that we did kill them. Yeah. Oh no, that's important. That you gotta know all about that. And you read this thing, I mean, it's just like, what the fuck do I want to know this shit? The charges announced Thursday morning at a press conference in Los Angeles come after investigators say they uncovered the underground network of drug sellers. Oh, you mean the drug dealers? Was it Pfizer? No, they're legal. They can fuck you up any way you want. But don't get high on that other stuff. Don't get high on that other stuff. Look at the little scumbag motherfuckers and fatherfuckers to make it really nice. Remember when it was illegal to smoke pot? Oh, but we changed our mind. We made up that bullshit before, but we changed our mind so we could get tax dollars from you. Oh, remember the scumbags that, before our time, gave us prohibition? Well, that was in the 1920s. Yeah. Can't drink. Can't drink. Making up fucking shit. Okay, we'll do away with prohibition and we'll put fucking taxes on that liquor, man. So all us scumbag politicians, all us little testa di cazzos, we can live for free. We'll get your money. We're pieces of scum that tell you what to do and you give us your tax dollars so we could do nothing other than fuck over you whenever we want. So on to the markets. Stocks rallied on Thursday as investors regained confidence in the economy. Investors, fucking gamblers. The Dow was up 550 points. S&P up 1.61%. Retail sales increased. And NASDAQ was up 2.34%. Everything's nice and rosy now. Everything's just perfect. Retail sales increased 1% in July, far surpassing an estimate from Dow Jones. Of a 3.0%. What are we fucking talking about here? And again, inflation's bringing this stuff up. Things are costing more. That's why your numbers are going up. As the plantation workers of Slavelandia are earning a lot less. Yep. So, Walmart added to the momentum. Yeah, Walmart. The fucking crime syndicate. They did away with all the small. I remember when Walmart was just beginning to happen. There was a guy up in New Hampshire trying to stop this, and it didn't work. And again, they own everything now. Again, when I always say this, when I was a young man, there were hardware stores, stationery stores, drug stores, grocery stores. They're all gone. And I worked in a candy store. I was a soda jerk. All the kids after high school used to come down there. And I met a beautiful girlfriend there. Couldn't wait to get that job. You had to be 16 years old to get it. Yep. Anyway, so that's it. So you look at that, then you go, China's steel maker warns over severe and prolonged industry crisis. The warning by state-owned Baowa, however you pronounce it, suggests the latest crisis will be even more severe. The sector has been ravaged by weak real estate demand and industrial production. These have created a glut of steel that has driven down prices, leading to losses at mills. Yeah, you mean it's down? Because the economy is going down. Sentiment dips in Europe, and Germany adds to case for ECB cut. The ZEW indicator of economic sentiment for the Eurozone fell 25.8 points to 17.9, the biggest drop since the early months of the pandemic in April 2020. That's when everything was crashing. And that's the sentiment now. Oh, and the markets went up. You know why the markets went up? Because it's total fucking
bullshit level DEFCON 5.
But again, this isn't reported in the American media, by the way. Nothing. The Wall Street Journal, I hardly get a worthy article out of there that's trend significant. And I got to read it at like the toilet paper record to see what they're saying. But hardly, here again, these are all printed out from online. And again, I underline all the salient points and they go to our great writers. Hardly anything from the newspapers. Optimism over Germany's recovery, quote, had completely evaporated, said Deutsche Bank's chief German economist, Robert Winkler. So you can see where it's going. And on the other hand, they say they're going to hold off cutting interest rates. And this shows you the scumbags that are in charge. ECB rate cut questioned as German wage deals soar. Negotiated wages in Germany are expected to shoot up by 5.6% this year, based on deals agreed between January and June, according to data published by WSI, a trade union think tank. So the plantation workers of Slavelandia, they're making more money as everything's going down the crapper. Keep the interest rates high so the plantation workers don't get a raise in wages. And again, Mars clinches $36 billion deal for Pringles. Yep. The bigs keep getting bigger and bigger, and it's one of your articles in your Trends Journal every week. Bigs getting bigger. We put the facts there. Carlyle Group to buy Baxter Kidney Unit for $3.8 billion. Yep. Carlyle Group. What, these hedge funds, private equity groups, venture capitalists? Again, three companies own 88% of the S&P 500. Blackstone, State Street, and Vanguard. A crime syndicate, and they're running the country. As one of the covers of our Trends Journal. You got no money, you can't run for anything. You know, it just went a couple of weeks ago. Here it is. Free elections, got no money, got no chance. America is run by the robber barons. And here they are. So as you all know, and how all the people that love Trump so, don't we love him so much? And we hate when you say Salenti because we love him. You know, fuck off and grow the fuck up. I can't stand either of them, just to make it clear. And your covers of your Trends Journal show it. By the way, that's this week's, okay? Presidential reality show. Yep. Look, I mean, it's a reality show. Wait till you see next week's Trends Journal cover. So we said Harris is going to win, and we said why, because abortion is going to be one of the major issues. Harris is playing it up. Trump is playing it down in terms of their spirit. Trump is angry, calling her names, and Kamala hilarious, as my buddy Mark Ferraro, a great hairstylist of the stars, has had come up with. Kamala hilarious, and it's a reality show. And now, the first Emerson College polling national survey following President Biden's decision not to seek re-election finds Vice President Kamala Harris leading Donald Trump 50% to 46%, with 5% of likely voters undecided. With undecided voters support allocated, Harris continues to lead by 52 to 48. Again, minus a wild card, like the market's crashing, economy, something wild, we forecast she's going to win. And again, not voting for either of them, can't stand either of them, so take it easy. And all you want to say, Trump is going to win, fine. Okay, believe what you want to believe. Don't believe me. I'm a trend forecaster, and I'll put my track record up against anybody in the world. Do I get it right all the time? No, I'm a human being. But I'll put my track record up against anybody, anywhere. This just in. Sweden, this is a major story. Sweden confirms a case of monkeypox, mpox, the first reported infection of the strain outside of Africa. That's another headline story in the Cartoon News Network and the other ones. Huh. One case of monkeypox out of 10.4 million people? What the fuck are you telling me this shit for? One fucking person? Hey, how about all the slaughter going on in Gaza? Well, shut the fuck up, Salenti, you anti-Semite. What else we got here? Now, talking about U.S. says Israel is at the end of the line with war in Gaza. Israel has achieved all that it can militarily achieve in Gaza. This is an article in the Toilet Paper Record, front page. According to senior American officials, including risks to civilians, while the possibility of further weakening Hamas has diminished. Yep. Then Israel forces can now move freely throughout Gaza, the officials said. Yep. Can be move anywhere they want. And again, now they're talking about peace again. What did it take you fucking 9 months to talk about peace? And you've been bullshitting about a peace agreement? And all the facts are there. Netanyahu's been against it. Those are the facts. Hamas agreed to Biden's terms. Those are the facts. We only put the facts out that come from Haaretz, Times of Israel, Jerusalem Post. And now they're talking peace. Now, we need peace. How the fuck, why wouldn't you talk about peace 9 months ago? Oh, it was only 40,000 plus. It buried another 10,000 under the rubble. The place destroyed. It take years and years. They're talking about decades, over a decade, like 14 years to restore what's been blown to pieces. And now you're just talking about peace? You know why they're just talking about peace now? Because they're pieces of shit. Israel's support grows to attack Hezbollah. Perfect. Wall Street Journal. Isn't that great? Yep. Israel troops are amassed at the border. Israel is psychologically prepared for a war, and the U.S. has moved assets into the region. Yep. Another $20 billion. $20 billion to supply armaments to keep slaughtering the Palestinians, giving it to the genocidal murderers. Then there's an article. This goes back to what I was talking about. Here it is. Here, Washington intensifies preparation for Middle East war with $20 billion arms sales to Israel. This is from the World Socialist website. Yep. Israel has killed 2,100 Gaza babies under the age of two. That's according to the European Mediterranean Human Rights Monitor. And in this article in the New York Times, they say that about 14,000 combatants in Gaza have been killed or captured, the Israeli military said. Okay, 14,000? You killed over 40,000. You wounded, and they say well over 100,000 seriously wounded, and you only got 14,000 people and destroyed the whole place? And again, 70%, they're saying, of those killed are women and children. So going back to this, the Geneva-based Euro-Mediterranean Human Rights Monitor says nearly 17,000 Palestinian children have been killed in Gaza Strip since October 7, 2023. 17,000. Oh, yeah, but you got 14,000 combatants. Yeah, but we only killed four. Yeah. All right? Where's the outrage? And not a peep about peace and the prostitutes. You're banned from the media. But they banned this stuff too. Jewish Voice for Peace. U.S. actively assisting Israel to commit genocide. The United States is not only allowing the Israeli regime to commit genocide, but also actively asserting it, the Jewish Voice for Peace has said. The Israeli military has bombarded nearly every inch of Gaza with U.S.-made bombs. Israeli forces have dropped over 70,000 bombs on Gaza in the past 10 months, making it the deadliest bombing campaign in the 21st century. And they go on. Oh, this is Jewish Voices for Peace. Guess you can't call them anti-Semites, huh? And they go on. I talked about Harris winning, and I kept saying abortion is going to be a major issue. This is an article from the toilet paper today. Religious right targeting IVF as allies shift. The pivot seems clear. The Republican Party of the post-Roe era is sidelining anti-abortion activists. Project 25, the conservative blueprint with innovative abortion bans, has been disavowed by Donald Trump, and the new GOP party platform even promises to advance access. So again, this is going to be a major issue. They're not going to size. Texas Republicans have added the line defining abortion as homicide. It's going to be a major, major issue. Again, it's not what you're for, what you like, what you agree with or disagree with. We're trend forecasters. So all you people say pro-abortion, never said that, never said I was anti-abortion. Do what you want. It's not what we're talking about. We're talking about you look at the data, and the data tells you the facts. And the facts are most Americans, well over 60, it's like 64% support abortion. And then on the Ukraine war keeps heating up. Kremlin's Western targets for nuclear strike revealed. Yep. Russia has trained its navy to target sites deep inside Europe using nuclear-capable missiles. And they go that they're saying that they're doing this. Russian President Vladimir Putin has threatened European allies backing Kyiv, quote, they need to remember they are small, densely populated states. So they keep supporting the war in NATO. And now there's even talks about European troops that have gone into that cursed place over there. And so they're at war. And Kyiv targets airfields in mass drone attack. We warned about this was going to happen in the Trends Journal. We warned that they're going to bomb nuclear power plants. They're going to keep escalating this war to drag the people of the West into it. And As famine grows in Sudan, U.S. leads new push for ceasefire. We're mentioning this because it's your new world disorder. Bangladesh, all over, Uganda, Sudan. People is and the COVID war made it much, much worse because of the lockdowns. Thanks to, they call it the pandemic, thanks to scumbag politicians. And again, here's your t-shirt. Oops. Hey, politician. And hey, politicians, who the fuck are you to tell me what to do? They made a very bad situation worse. You go to trendsjournal.com shop and you get your Trends Journal. They come in all different sizes and shapes and, you know, hoodies and all that other stuff. I'm mentioning this because it's very important. There's an article that came out. Americans dying younger than English-speaking peers worldwide. That's a study finds. Just came out with that. Can't understand why. They eat junk food, ultra-processed food. They swallow that crap, and they swallow political crap. The crappy it is. It's not only that they're dying younger, their brains are going dead quicker. And then smartphones linked to anxiety and depression in teens. This was in InfoWars, which I do every Monday at 3 p.m. Eastern time. Again, I don't carry a cell phone. I did work for the cellular telecommunications industry going back to the early 90s when there were boxes in the back of trunks with aerials. And I've been studying the radio frequency radiation and the deadliness of this in so many different ways. So I don't carry one. I got a flip phone when I travel, you know. And, you know, the whole world has changed. You go to a bar now, everybody's on their phone. They're not talking to you. Bartenders are on their phone. They're not talking to you. People walking down the street. Again, they got it wrong in the King James Bible. They said the meek shall inherit the earth. They misspelt it. The geeks have inherited the earth. And speaking about geeks and freaks, you got to watch the video I did yesterday with Judge Andrew Napolitano. It's a great one. Go to Salenti and the Judge. It's right on the site. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you soon.